So, it definitely was not the biggest prize of Super Tuesday last night, but Barack Obama's win in the state of Idaho, my home state, by the way, is historic in a different way. Why? Because for the first time in a really long time, Democrats in Idaho, and they are few and far between, felt like their vote mattered. Now, my home state is usually a flyover for all national candidates. Republicans fly over because they're a shoo-in, basically, and Democrats fly over because really, why bother? But this year was different. The state's Democrats bumped up their caucus by a month, changing it to Super Tuesday so their 18 active delegates would have some pull. And that was enough to get Obama to include Idaho on his itinerary with a rally at Boise State University last weekend.
They told me there weren't any Democrats in Idaho, but I didn't believe them.
Obama won the Idaho caucus last night by a landslide, 80% to Hillary Clinton's 17%. Lynn Elwine is a longtime resident of Bonneville County, Idaho, and was one of the caucusers last night. She also happens to be a longtime friend of the Martin family in Idaho, full disclosure. And I'm happy to welcome her to the BPP. Hey, Lynn.
Good morning, Rachel.
For those out there who live in, let's say, higher profile states, describe to our listeners what it's like to be a voter in a flyover state like Idaho that's mostly given short shrift by both parties, really, when it comes to these elections.
Actually, Rachel, you feel as if your vote is never counted. It doesn't matter if you go or not, but we go anyway because we want our voice to be heard.
Last night, what was turnout like at this caucus?
Rachel, there were 944 people turning out compared to 4 years ago, 168.
Really?
Wow, that's huge.
It was wonderful, and our morning paper, I couldn't say it better myself. It says IF for Idaho Falls throws raucous caucus.
And was it raucous, Lynn? What was
Oh,
the
it was a palpable pulse through that whole room. It was so wonderful. It and the diversity of age was, oh, it was just it just was reminiscent of your mother and I went, and there we are sitting, and we're getting goosebumps. We're getting all excited, and here we are in our 60s getting all excited about being part of the process. And Rachel, it was wonderful, and what a gift.
It's so interesting. The Idaho Statesman, they called it Obama Mania. It's Idaho.
There you go. That's what it was.
Now, I have to ask you, though, this, as I know, as you know, is anti-Clinton country. Was this caucus, was this vote, this overwhelming vote in support of Obama, among the Democrats in Idaho, was this more about voting against Hillary than it was voting for Barack Obama?
You know, Rachel, I will have to agree with that because Bill Clinton gave us such a visceral response when he was in office. And I don't know that the people are able just to look at Hillary and take her as an individual. We feel as if perhaps it's two for one. And so we are, last night was very evident of that as far as the supporters. There were 739 out of the 944 who supported Obama, and 201 for Clinton, and then there were four for Edwards.
Four for Edwards did make a
Yeah,
showing.
and then the uncommitted.
What were the conversations that were taking place there? You were in a university
We were in a university
room?
setting, and the infusion of the youth was wonderful because when we were in college, we had to be 21 to vote. Now it's 18, and the excitement of the youth was just, oh, it felt so good. It just made it just, oh, they were very into the much into the process. They were there for their candidate.
Were they talking about issues, Lynn, or were they talking more about esoteric things,
No,
philosophies,
what
the
was
rhetoric?
interesting was more esoteric, Rachel, in that people there, the consensus of the people that I spoke to for the two top runners being Obama and Clinton, that they basically are the same on issues, if you would, and it became a personal choice.
And did you ever hear anyone talk about race?
No.
It wasn't part of anyone's decision-making
No.
process who you were
No.
talking with.
How about gender?
Yeah, how about gender?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm. So that's what was so fascinating last night for me. When the Clintons, we had three people to get up and speak in behalf of the candidate they were supporting. And that was mentioned by a woman speaker, and of course it would have been, and you would have expected that. But that was not a big issue among anybody else in the room.
And if I could ask you lastly, are people in Idaho, people you've been talking with, your friends, your family, do you think people are paying more attention to this election compared to other years? Not just Democrats, but Republicans
Oh,
overall?
absolutely.
Why?
Because there is a, people are looking for a beacon of hope, a beacon of change, to unite this country once again, and just to get a spark of hope going in the people, and bringing responsibility to people, self-responsibility, Rachel, because you feel as if self-responsibility then leads to a united country, and we must be accountable as individuals.
Well, thank you for talking with us. Lynn Elwine, Democratic caucuser from Idaho Falls, Idaho. Bonneville County was at the Democratic caucus last night. For the first time, Democrats caucused and people paid attention to this particular vote. Thanks, Lynn.
Thanks, Lynn.
You're welcome, Rachel.
Take care.
Bye.